the ancient Romans used to brush their teeth with urine. They used it to whiten their teeth. And the thing is, it actually works because urine contains ammonia.
How's it going? Okay, I went to the dentist today, and it got me thinking, what were people doing, like, I don't know, 130 years ago, maybe even less than that, 100 years ago, did they go to the dentist? I don't understand. And like, I'm a guy who, for the most part, brushes my teeth two times a day. I'm not really such a big flosser, but then again, who is? Like, anytime the dentist or person cleaning my teeth asks me how many times a week I'm flossing, guess what? Typically, it's hard to tell the truth when that happens, I'll tell you that. But like 100, 130 years ago, what were people doing? The only movie that ever even references that is like Castaway. You guys remember that movie? He takes a skate and a rock and he just like puts the blade of the figure skate to his tooth and you just... I understand you're supposed to go like once every 6 months, but this particular time that I went, that was the first time I had been in like 18 months. I know, I'm aware, you're supposed to go every 6 months, whatever, but like the dentist is not an enjoyable place, which I feel bad about. You know, like imagine you have a job and every time somebody comes in, they just don't want to see you, right? It's not good. And like they go, like the cleaning part is nice, but it's just when they take that metal thing and just freaking Captain Hook you in there. You guys know what I mean? Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't know anybody who enjoys going to the dentist. And also when I went there, she was like, did you move out of town? Where you been? I'm like, all right. It's just like every time you go there, it's something painful. She was like, do you want any numbing gel? And I was like, no. And in my head, I was like, I'm not soft, okay? I don't need any numbing gel for my freaking teeth. But then I have to go back and I have to get a filling on one of my teeth. Now, how much is that going to cost? $200? Whatever. But are people really flossing every night? Do you floss every night? It's a hassle. It's a pain in the neck. I'll even admit that I probably brush my teeth, I'd say like, not two times every single day. There's sometimes when I don't brush it. Like in the morning, if I just go about my day, sometimes I don't brush my teeth. Is that gross? Maybe. Maybe that is a little bit gross. Maybe I should brush my teeth twice a day. But like using that toothpaste, I don't know. Is toothpaste great for you? Unless you're having that like organic type of toothpaste. But some of this stuff just has like weird chemicals in it. And then obviously there are a ton of conspiracy theories like, oh, there's fluoride in the water and in your toothpaste to try and brainwash you. So I don't know. Yeah. And I also am thinking like I said before, 100, 130 years ago, people were brushing their teeth barely and they were fine. Right. Or was there like a lot more mouth cancer back in the day before people were getting their teeth cleaned? This particular dentist's office, I guess, is using new technology so that, you know, when like dentists have their glasses on, she had the lenses, the magnifying lens that look at your eyes, but the lenses go forward and then they creep over. So the entire time she was cleaning my teeth, it just looked like she was a robot. She was just looking like this and cleaning my teeth down here. It was like, zzz. It was scary. And then I could also see the future in which, what? Robots take over the dentist job. Would you guys be more comfortable with a robot dealing with your gums and like cleaning your teeth than a human? Hard to say, but I would lean on the side of, yeah, I would trust robots more. You know, like especially those robots who are doing surgeries and they can cut the grape and peel the skin off. I'm sure you guys have seen that. If you've ever been on TikTok, because that's where everybody gets their news, right? I think robots are going to take a lot of jobs, but maybe we'll learn to work well with the robots. That's not to say that robots can do things more efficiently than humans. You know, like Amazon is going to start using robots just because they cost like a third of the price per day to maintain or something like that. I'll pop up the news article right here that I'm talking about. I don't mean to start a riot here, but I think in some situations you want to choose a robot, right? Does that make sense? I don't really almost extendo clipped it a little bit, almost tripped over the cord. You know what? I don't really understand why people like to do tricks on things. Here it is. Yes, my skateboard that I used to ride to middle school in 7th and 8th grade. World Industries toy machine. Santa Cruz skateboards. Yeah, man. I was fresh. I was like a solid skateboarder. I never really got the tricks down though. Like I was pretty much a standard ollier. That was all I could really do was ollie. I'd ride regular, not goofy. For those of you who don't know, goofy is like when you ride with your right foot forward. Regular is just when you ride with your left foot forward, because hey, it seems regular. But I can never do kick flips. I never got into the half pipe tricks. And I don't understand that in general. You know, even on the skis and the snowboards or on anything. Why do people learn trick shots or trick things? Isn't that a little bit weird? Why can't you just do it the standard way? Like people out there wakeboarding, people out there water skiing and they're doing these flips. Like, dude, that shit is dangerous. You know what I mean? Maybe it doesn't boost your endorphins to do reckless things. Not reckless, but things that are more dangerous and risky. I think so. That would explain why people like to free solo rock buildings and stuff, you know? Or people would like to climb Mount Everest. That's something I never understood. The urge to climb Mount Everest. Yes, maybe climb Mount Kilimanjaro. That's something that I'm putting quotes around this. Normal people would do. Maybe I can understand if you live in the area, you live in Nepal and you're like, oh, I want to go to the top of that mountain. But to travel all the way over there to Nepal and spend 3 months climbing that mountain, is that how long it takes? Is it? I'm going to pop up those facts right now to see if I'm right, but I'm pretty sure it's like a many-week journey to get up to the top there.
You know that the ancient Romans used to brush their teeth with urine? They used it to whiten their teeth. And the thing is, it actually works because urine contains ammonia.
Shout out to my cringe. What an insane loop to what I was asking before about the dentist. The ancient Romans used to brush their teeth with pee? And then I saw a clip the other day that was talking about how this guy uses pee on his body for the shower. You know what's interesting? Like, people have been around a long time. Maybe some of these weird things that people are telling us to do that we would never think of doing could work. I'm not saying that I'm going to now shower with pee, but or brush my teeth with my pee. That's just like, I don't know, maybe it works though.